miss you, my child.
God bless you, Brother John, dear.
Our little friend is what I believe you call pulling the leg.
Yes.
But his heart is as pure as gold.
Yes, I know that.
And his intentions are always good.
Mm-hmm.
Always endeavoring to help, to serve, wherever it is possible.
Yes.
Sometimes he says things which are deliberately said to tease or perhaps amuse or relieve what may be tension of the time of the sitting, but his heart is full of love.
Yes, I know.
And I know that for him you have a very special place.
I have. And for you.
You know, my child, as we look into your world, more and more are we concerned. More and more are we aware of the need of the Spirit and the truth thereof. And how few are they in your world who have the knowledge and the experience of these truths. Truly you are blessed inasmuch that you have seen that light that has shed itself before you in such a way that you walk with unfaltering step. Though the way is not easy, sometimes difficult, yet it is always made clear before you, and you are strengthened and helped by innumerable souls on this side.
Yes. You say to me sometimes, keep in good faith and in good heart, and I try to do that, but it's very difficult.
Child, of course it is difficult, and we are fully aware of the many problems that must face you, as indeed all God's children. But you are truly strengthened, you are truly helped, you are truly guided, and I am convinced that in your heart you know that all is well.
Yes. Is it like the birth of a child or the agony coming before good?
This simile of yours can be taken in several senses, and indeed can be interpreted in many ways. Of course, before the birth of a child or the birth of anything that is worthwhile or good, there must be pain and suffering, there must be stress and strife. One can hardly assume that if one is to achieve anything of good, anything that is worthwhile, that the path shall necessarily be easy. There will be many problems, but the power within man is tremendous.